You know, it's fascinating to watch how traditional finance is slowly, but surely embracing the digital asset space. I was just looking at some recent data, and it turns out Morgan Stanley has quietly picked up nearly 1,000 Bitcoin over just the last 2 weeks. That pushes their publicly tracked stash past 5,700 BTC. It's honestly pretty exciting to see them move the needle like this.
It is a significant move. On-chain analytics from firms like Arcam have verified this methodical accumulation, and what's really striking here is the strategic shift it represents. We're no longer looking at Bitcoin as just a speculative bet. For institutions like Morgan Stanley, it's clearly being treated as a core component of modern treasury management and wealth preservation.
Absolutely. It really feels like classic institutional behavior at its best. They aren't trying to game the market or chase those wild short-term price spikes.
Exactly. By executing smaller, steady purchases, they're actively managing volatility risk and controlling their exposure. It's a disciplined approach. And when you factor in current market prices, this multi-hundred-million-dollar position firmly places them among the top traditional financial institutions holding Bitcoin.
It's a massive statement. But what's really driving all of this behind the scenes?
Well, there are three primary factors fueling this institutional adoption. First, and perhaps most importantly, client demand is soaring. High net worth individuals and institutional investors are asking for direct digital asset exposure, and banks need to provide robust custody solutions to meet that need.
That makes so much sense. You can't ignore your clients when they're knocking on your door. And I imagine the macro environment plays a huge role too, right?
Precisely. That brings us to the second factor. Bitcoin's historically low correlation with traditional equities and bonds. It's proving to be a highly effective hedge against inflation and currency debasement, which is exactly what wealth managers are looking for right now.
And then there's the third piece of the puzzle, timing. By getting in early, these legacy banks are positioning themselves to capture serious market share in the emerging crypto economy, from prime brokerage to dedicated trading desks, especially as global regulatory frameworks finally start to mature.
Well said. Morgan Stanley's moves aren't happening in a vacuum. They're part of a much broader institutional wave. The recent launch of regulated spot Bitcoin ETFs and other compliant investment vehicles has finally removed a lot of that historical friction, which is accelerating mainstream adoption at an unprecedented pace.
It's like the floodgates are finally opening. And when you see highly reputable financial firms consistently building out these reserves, it sends such a powerful signal.
It does. It validates Bitcoin as a legitimate store of value. That kind of institutional endorsement inevitably influences retail investors, smaller financial firms, and even corporate treasuries to rethink and adjust their own digital asset strategies.
I love how this is actually bringing a sense of calm to the market. It feels so much more stable now compared to the wild swings of the past.
That's a crucial point. Unlike those volatile, retail-driven rallies, gradual institutional buying steadily removes supply from exchanges. It essentially creates a structural price floor, which adds a layer of market resilience we haven't really seen before.
Plus, with all this real-time on-chain transparency, there's just so much less guesswork. Traders and analysts can actually track supply dynamics accurately, which really cuts down on that market uncertainty we used to deal with.
It's a fundamental shift. As more banks and asset managers follow this playbook, Bitcoin's narrative continues to evolve from a niche technological experiment into a mainstream financial asset.
So, where do we go from here? I have a feeling the focus is shifting from just buying and holding to something much deeper.
You're spot on. The next phase is about deep integration. We should expect traditional banks to significantly expand their custody infrastructure, launch a wider array of Bitcoin-linked financial products, and fully embed digital assets into standard wealth management frameworks.
I'm cautiously optimistic about that. While we still need clear regulatory guidelines to keep things smooth, the momentum is undeniably pointing toward full integration.
Agreed. Morgan Stanley's decision to push past 5,700 BTC is a clear signal that the financial establishment is no longer just observing Bitcoin from the sidelines. They're in the game.
Exactly. The bridge between traditional finance and cryptocurrency is fully operational now. It's an exciting new era of digital asset normalization, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds.